Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Michelle Gray. How is everybody doing? I can't believe it's already going to be St. Patrick's Day in a few days. Hope everybody's having wonderful spring weather right now. I'm looking forward to speaking with everybody. It's been a month, and hopefully I'll be able to connect with some people from last month to see if some of the things had come to pass. Remember, I'm going to do one question. Please, you know, stick with something more on the psychic side rather than the mediumship. If you want to do mediumship, you need to get in contact with me at michelletheintuitivereader.com. I'm looking forward to answering questions tonight. If you want more in-depth questions, please make sure to sign up for reading at michelletheintuitivereader.com. So I'm going to get started tonight with our first caller, which will be Donna from Santa Barbara.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Great, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Thank you. Yeah,
how can I help you?
Two little things I'd like to know. My finances aren't too good right now. I have a lot of money on my credit cards. I'm on a fixed income, so it's kind of hard. But also, if I'm going to meet somebody, because I would really, you know, I help take care of my neighbor. He's 89. We're good friends, and you know, I have a relationship with him. But that's not the relationship I want. I mean, I'm 70. He's too old, and he's not my type for a relationship, you know. But I just help him out of the kindness of my heart, you know, because okay. He needs help.
Okay. Well, your first question feels kind of like I feel like you kind of are trying to keep things in a little bit of a spot. But what I kind of feel like is you need to either take some of your money and get rid of those credit cards or change how you're spending. How about that?
Yeah.
As far as your relationship situation is, yes, it'd be great for you to meet somebody, but you're kind of in a spot where, how are you going to do that? To be honest with you, you're not really putting yourself out there. And even though he might be older, he's actually very comfortable for you to be around. Yes, he might have some health issues, but it actually makes you feel safe to be around him.
What, my neighbor?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I feel safe. No.
Yeah.
No, there's no safety there. I just helping him out. You know, I do a shopping for him, take him to the doctor, get a prescription, things like that. We're friends. You know.
I know that. I understand that. I didn't say that that wasn't all true.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that for you to go out and meet somebody means that you need to get you need to be putting yourself out there, such as in a meetup situation, not on a dating website, because that's not going to work for you. But for you to actually do that, I kind of feel like you need to kind of spread your wings or go out hiking in a group or something like that, because I just feel like you kind of have the same routine over and over again. So how the hell are you going to meet somebody?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I got to break it up a little bit.
Yes, exactly. So for you to be able to do that, you have to kind of move a little bit past just helping out your neighbor, because yes, you do help that person, but you're not really making any connections. And I don't see you making any connections until you start doing like either some walking or hiking or something that tells me that you're putting yourself out there. Okay.
Yeah. I can try to get out there more.
Okay. I hope that helps you. All right.
Yeah. Thanks. You have a wonderful evening.
You too, hon. Take care of yourself. Okay. So I'll move on to our next caller. Please introduce yourself.
Hi. Hi. This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Oh, hi, Wendy. How are you?
Hi. Well, I'm very excited about the house that I'm buying. Part of the address, I'll give you the first two numbers, is 21. And my realtor, Geneva, I feel like she is working hard for me. I asked her today, I told her I preferred to close on April 2nd versus this month. I believe she's going to try to negotiate that. She's a real, real good negotiator. Will I close in early April?
I don't feel like it's April 2nd. I feel like it's going to be later than that.
Oh, that's fine. About how much later?
I don't know, like the 10th.
You know what? That would be perfectly fine with me. And will I be glad after I'm all settled in that I bought that particular house? I looked at several and I landed in this house. Will I feel like it's the right house? I do not like the amount of the HOA fees, but I'm confident because it's an investment as well. And so I just hope that I feel, after I moved in with my sister and nephew, that it was the right place at the right time.
Yes. It's fine.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Well, thank you. That is very reassuring.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate you and I love you.
Okay. Thank you, hon. Have a great evening, all right? Take care.
God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next caller, Sandra from Phoenix.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Do you see my house selling anytime soon, please?
You're a little anxious about it. You need to let go of your house. Stop worrying about it.
Okay.
Like, let go of it.
Okay.
Have you already looked at other houses?
Actually, I don't really need to look at other houses. I'm okay where I'm at right now. I'm just trying to figure stuff out for myself.
Okay, let's try again. Because that's – it just feels to me like you need to – there's something about this anxiousness. Just let it go.
Okay.
I don't – it's like you're not enjoying this process at all.
Okay.
So if you say that you're fine – I'll believe you, but I feel like you could, it would be a better process for you to just like release this. Is there somebody else involved in this house?
Well, no, I don't. I'm not aware of that. I work in, with someone, but it's my house and I'm responsible for selling it, but I go to someone else for advice sometimes.
All right. I just feel like it will get sold. I feel like it might not get sold until April, but I feel like it will get picked up.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I hope that helps you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Thank
you. So I'm Lisa from Connecticut is the next person.
Hi. Thank you so much.
No problem. How can I help you today?
I am hoping for a message from my guides or angels about what's happening in my life, if there's any resolution or goodness coming.
Okay, you do have something going on here, but you don't also trust the process at all. I just kind of feel like this becomes this little bit of a circle here, and so it keeps going around and around. Doesn't really make me feel good about that because is this a financial thing going on in your life?
No, I have neighbors who harass the hell out of me every time I step out of my house, and I'm having a health issue.
Wait, hold on. Wait, stop for a second. The neighbor, are the neighbors, is there a woman, is she kind of a shrill? I mean, is she kind of a nasty person?
They both are. They're human beings I've never seen the likes of in my life.
Okay. Have they been in trouble with the law before?
I have had people tell me that, like you, but I never looked into it, but they do drugs and alcohol, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. The reason I ask that is if they are harassing you as much as I think that they are, I do feel that there might be a financial issue here. It may not be your financial issue. It could be their financial issue, but I kind of feel that they've had trouble with the law before. The best thing I can tell you to do is it almost feels like you need to kind of change up how you view them. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be friends with them, but I almost feel like you have to kind of look at them as either not being there or you're just going to only just send good energy towards them, not talk to them, just send good energy towards them because you just keep getting the same thing over and over again. I do feel that there's something, especially with the woman. She is, the best word I can use is shrill to me. There's something very negative about her, and I feel like she's had trouble before, like mental illness trouble before. And I would stay away from that, obviously. And I think that if... what I kind of keep getting is it might follow her or there's something that's going to follow her. So I would just send good energy their way, stay out of their way as much as possible. And if they're harassing you as much as you say that they are, it might be time for you to, you could file a complaint with the village basically saying that you're having problems, but I would do it anonymously, to be honest with you.
We have the police here all the time because they actually come after me. They won't let me come home from walks with my dog. They block my driveway with their bodies. It's really scary. It's really, really horrid.
And you and the police, and what have the police done to change that?
Nothing. They told us after 33 years in this house we should move. That was their answer. But they're here all the time. When you go for a walk and you can't come home, it's pretty darn bad.
Have you talked to an attorney?
I can't afford an attorney.
Yes, you can.
There's public attorneys you can talk to. Yes, you can. Why wouldn't you do that?
Well, there's a 5-year wait. I know that.
No, it's not. There's not a 5-year wait, hon. There's plenty of attorneys that would help you. Just public defenders can help you.
Okay.
Please look into that.
I'll try again. Thank you.
All right. I hope that helps you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck, hon.
Thank you.
Fucked up. Okay. I'm going to move on to Valerie from Northern California.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How can I help you tonight?
Yeah, I would like to see if I'll be working at least by May.
Hold on. Did you apply for a place that you had gotten kind of a maybe?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Is there a gentleman that you're supposed to be working for?
I'm pretty sure it would be a gentleman that would probably do the interview.
You're going to get a job.
I applied to three places. And they still haven't filled the positions. It keeps coming back up, all three of them. So I'm starting to think, well, what's going on here? I'm not sure.
I feel like you're going to get a job, but I feel like it's going to be around the 21st of April. Okay, or you're going to be filled into a job by that point.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to be kind of like when it rains, it pours. So you might actually get an answer from one of the positions. I do feel that you should apply again to a different place, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself out there to two different places. So I feel like you need to put yourself out there, okay, to two other places, and then I feel like you'll get an answer back, all right? I almost feel like, as I said, you're going to get an answer from two different places. Obviously you want something that's financially good for you, but I also feel like you need somebody that actually is going to not be a micromanager. You can't work for one. That would not do very well for you. I also feel you need somebody that is going to give you a little bit of structure. And I also feel like it would be a good job because the guy feels like a nice man to work for. The other place feels like they'd be breathing down your neck. So the one place, I feel like they're almost impatient when they talk to you, and the other guy feels very laid back. You want to work for the laid back guy.
Okay. So it sounds like it's probably this person's personal business then versus a corporate organization?
It's a smaller office. That's what it feels like. A corporate office feels like they take a long time, but they also feel they're very stickler, and I feel like you might end up having a micromanager and it would not work for you.
Right. I would prefer the smaller place as you're referring to.
Yeah. It feels small to me, but I almost feel like I don't have time to babysit you, figure it out, which is good because I feel like he's a much cheerier person to work for, friendly, he's a little passive to me, not passive aggressive, just passive. And I feel that that would be a better fit for you, just so you know.
Yeah, I'm thinking I may have already applied to that person.
Okay.
Because that position is still available.
I feel like that might be, that feels like April 21st for some reason.
Okay.
And I feel like part of the reason why it hasn't been filled is there's a lot to do, and I feel like he not necessarily not making up his mind, but that means taking time to do that, and he needs to do it pronto. And he's just like, I just have so much to do. I just need to get it done. That's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it could be, yeah. So it sounds like it's, it sounds like it's somebody I've already applied to.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. But I feel like apply to a couple more places just to be on the safe side. Okay.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
I feel like
thank
that will
you,
help
Michelle.
You a little bit to, one of the places just feels like they're just almost short when they talk to you or not at all friendly. Okay. I think that would be bad. One place feels larger corporation for sure. And I kind of just get that you would get lost in the shuffle. And not be seen. The smaller office feels like a better fit for you, but I also feel like you'd feel a lot happier in that office.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
I hope that helps you a little bit.
A lot. Thank you.
Okay. Well, good luck. Let me know how it goes, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. All right, so I'm going to move on to our next person, Leslie from Mississippi. Hello? Hi. Your name?
Leslie from Mississippi.
Oh, Leslie, okay, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
How can I help you?
Yes, I've been working at my current full-time job at a small college here for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I planned on applying for another advising job at a larger institution this year, but I'm going to wait till next year. Should that be the correct way to go?
Okay, hold on. Interesting. I feel like you feel safe where you're at right now. I kind of feel like you've learned everything that you've needed to learn here. But I feel like opportunity-wise, wait until almost the end of the year before applying. How about that? I feel that that would be better for you. Maybe better opportunities would be in January January feels better. Okay. And I also feel like that would kind of give you a feeling of movement. Are you trying to move away from your area?
No, I'm looking at staying around the Mid-South area, probably find a position in Memphis.
Okay.
Or moved. Yeah.
That's what I meant. I mean, not in your, where you're at, like I'm saying, like if you move, I mean, you could stay within the vicinity of, I understand where you're talking about, but not specifically where you're at. Okay. That would be better for you. I feel like it would give you some trajectory to, get some financial boost as well. Plus, I kind of feel like it helps you to spread your wings a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yes, because there's a woman I know who went to the same college with me, where we both graduated with our undergraduate degrees in different years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she may give me some positions to apply for within the next year.
Okay. Well, don't just rely on this person. You need to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As a matter of fact, it wouldn't hurt you to do some interviewing just so you can get an idea of what they're looking for. That doesn't mean you necessarily have to leave where you're at, but just so you can get an idea of what's out there. Got it?
Got it.
Okay, because I kind of feel like, yes, she might be able to give you some She might be able to help you a little bit, but I kind of feel like understand your audience before you go. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, because I know what my audience is.
Yeah. Well, your audience right now, but what's your audience when it's out there?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. On top of it, financially, how good is this going to be for you? Is it going to be a big financial move? Is it going to be a lateral move? Do you feel like you're going to feel like if you move, there's going to be good opportunity? Are they going to give you good opportunities if you go to these places? You need to find that out as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so good luck with that. All right. So I feel like
right.
January is really the better time, but I would do some interviewing, even if it's just like, hey, I just want to see what this company is like, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're leaving, but it's always easier to get a job when you have a job. Second of all, it's also very helpful to know that you have something to fall back on, and it's always nice to have a backup plan just in case.
Yes, and that means like doing some informational interviewing later in the year.
Yes, yes, exactly. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good luck.
All right.
All right, good luck. Take care.
All right.
Okay, so just remember, if you guys ever want like longer readings, because most of the people who call in on the radio are just looking for like a quick answer for something, but there's a lot more in depth when I go into a longer reading. So if you do want that, you want to call me at MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com for that. Most of the people on here, I'm just giving very quick answers, but I can go into a lot more detail if you'd like. So I'm going to go on to our next caller is Daphne from Atlanta.
Hello, how are you?
Great, how are you? How can I help you today?
I just want to know about my health and my love life.
Okay. Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Were you in a previous relationship about 2 months ago?
Mm-mm. No, my fiance passed away in 2019.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's so sad. What was the name? First name?
J-A-Y.
Okay. Here's two things, Daphne. I know that you want to, but I'm not sure you want to yet. That's what it feels like. Like, I feel like you want to get into a relationship, but it almost feels a little off to me to do that. Not because you don't want to get into a relationship, but I feel like there's still some mourning that is going on here. Or it feels like you want to get into a relationship, but you're not really sure how to get started, and you're a little heartbroken to me. Do you have something going on in your chest?
In my chest? No,
uh-huh.
I don't think so. A lot of cold, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking.
So you've got some lung issues a little bit right now?
Say that again?
I said,
yeah,
do you have do you have some like lung issues right now because of a cold or something? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't. I have like a little cold.
Okay.
I'm taking vitamin C for that.
Mm. Okay. What I keep getting is, are you getting some movement? Are you doing any movement right now? Like fitness
yeah.
or movement?
Yeah, I go to the park and walk.
Mm-hmm.
walk up the mountain and walk 5 miles around.
Okay.
Or halfway.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is I kind of feel like you need to be doing something. I don't know why I keep wanting to say this to you. I want to ask you about, like, not just your movement, but I kind of feel like with your back, and for some reason I want to go to your right leg. Either you need to be stretching it or you need to be doing something with it. And I feel like I want to just go with your lower back. That's why it feels like it's a little off to me.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, my back don't really hurt me.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
My leg hurts me, yes.
Okay. Okay. And maybe it's just because it feels like it's related that I don't know if you just need to have an adjustment done, like by a chiropractor or something, but I do feel like this just feels a little off to me. And then the lung thing, it may be just because you have a cold, but just make sure that you're staying very hydrated to me. That's for sure. I feel like
maybe. I went to the doctor yesterday and told me I'm dehydrated.
Okay, there you go. I just feel like you need to be more hydrated. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as getting out there to date, I don't know. I feel like sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. And to go out there and really put yourself out there, you need to be more in a group setting before you're going to do that. Like, don't do the online thing. That's not a good place for you right now.
Okay.
So either like join a meetup group to go and meet some people or join some type of activity where there's a lot of people there that you can meet and make some acquaintances. But I kind of feel like you're not going to really be dating until almost the summertime. And finally, when you do, it still feels like you're going to be very cautious.
Cool.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. Do you still communicate with Jay?
No, he passed away.
I got that part. I know that. But do you talk to him?
I do.
Yeah. So I feel like it's time for you to make peace. And I'm not saying to get over your grief. I would never say that. I just feel like it's difficult for you to make that relationship leap just because I feel like you're not, I don't know, everybody just feels kind of like blah to me. So I just don't feel that you're really excited about it. You want to, but you don't want to. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So to actually kind of do the relationship thing, it just kind of feels like, yeah, maybe. I don't know. That's what it feels like.
Do you see me being happy at the end of the rainbow?
Happiness comes from within.
Right.
So that's all going to be depending on you. I'd rather be content than happy every day.
Right.
Uh-huh. So I think that once you kind of feel that you're in a place of making that change, then that change will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like you're not going to start dating until the summertime. And even then, I still feel like you'll be cautious about dating. It will take you a little while before you make a true connection. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Good luck.
Yes, that's true. I am very cautious now. I wish I was like that when I was younger.
Yeah, of course. Of course. But I hope that you find a connection that way, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
So let's see what else we have tonight. Remember, if you guys ever want to do a mediumship reading, sometimes people come through and I can make a connection. But if not, you guys can always call me to do readings. I know that some people don't like to do that. They feel like if they just do these free radio readings that they're getting something out of it. And I can answer questions, of course. But if you want something that's a little bit more in-depth, you really want to sign up for a reading because you'll get a lot more information that can kind of help you to move forward. So I'm just going to mention that to you again. And that's at MichelleTheIntuitiveReader.com. I'm going to go on to our next person. I don't have a name, so please introduce yourself and where you're from.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Can I have your name?
Oh. Yes, my name is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, hi. How can I help you today?
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I had to call in because, I don't know, I must have lost the call. I was one of the first callers, but I'm glad I was able to, you were able to pick me up. And,
no problem.
Appreciate that. Okay, so I've been through, like, something really rough. And my partner, I discovered in September that she had cheated on me, basically. And
what's her first name? Don't tell me any details.
Her first name? Denise.
Denise?
Yep.
Okay.
But she's out. Like, she moved out and
okay. Whatever.
And, you know, to my surprise, in February 15 was my birthday. And
happy birthday.
I got a package from her. Thank you. I got a package from her, and it was a card. It was a little gift token, and then it was a letter. And that letter, of course, she's apologizing, and she's sorry. And
blah, 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 whatever.
She knows she hurt me and whatnot. So at the end, she kind of like, you know, she's working on things and hope we can talk once she can figure things out. And
no.
So she's kind of like trying to, you know what I mean?
No.
I have decided I want to sell my house, you know, put it in the market, and I'm thinking of moving somewhere warmer.
Perfect.
So I have been very blessed this year because I started out the year with a promotion and a raise, and, you know, I already got the bathroom fixed. I'm going to start doing, you know, little things. I'm going to start painting, you know, doors and stuff, and then taking care of other things, so getting the house ready. So I would like to, like, do everything I need to do, plus I need to do other things, vacation, whatnot. So ideally, I would like to list it the beginning of next year. And I just wanted to
wait until next year.
Why? Because, I mean, I have a few things going on. I have a trip. I mean, would it be better if I listed this year or next year?
Yes.
This year?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would not have anything to do with Denise because Denise can say that she's working on herself, blah, 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 bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. She ain't doing anything. She's not in the place that she thought that she was going to be. And so she's trying to move back towards you. And I would not do that because now you can't trust her. I would put the house on the market as quickly as possible. You can still go on the trip. It's not going to stop you. And I feel that since you are ready to make the change, do it while the iron is hot, if that makes sense.
Right. I mean, are you saying that would it be bad if I listed it next year, beginning of next year, like financially? Or why do you say I shouldn't wait till the beginning of next year?
I would do it now.
Right, but the house is not up to par. There's a few things I have to take care of. I know you can't present a house in this condition. So.
Okay, I'm just saying I would do it before next year. How about that?
Oh, okay. Well, you don't think I'll get any offers next year or any decent offers?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I just keep getting that you should do it this year.
Okay.
And I feel like you should have it like done by like September.
What? Sold?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the thing is that there's a lot of trips going on this year. And obviously, when the big moves come, I would need at least another week. I got to ask my company. So if that happens in September, that means I can't go to my trip that I have planned, you know, with my family. So
that's not necessarily true. I just keep getting that you could have it done
mm-hmm.
and still go on your trip. It's not going to stop you from doing both.
Right, right. And then, you know, the big move, and I have no idea, like, where I'm going to go and stuff, but, you know, where I'm going, there's family. And
right.
even if I could stay in Airbnb for a while, somewhere where they would take my dog, you know, of course.
Right. You'll figure it out, but I just keep getting, I don't know, I just get September. So
okay.
there you go.
Right.
It'll be
no,
fine.
And
it'll work out.
Right. Thank you. As far
all
as
right.
Denise, no, she texted me a couple of times. She sent me that letter. And last week, Friday, I got a hello from her, a text. I didn't answer. I haven't been answering her.
I wouldn't answer her at all.
No, I've been ignoring her. That's what I've
yes.
been doing.
Yeah. I mean, nothing has changed with her. She's saying that she's changing herself, which is all bullshit. And she's not changing. She's not going to change. She's looking to try to get back in because it didn't turn out the way she thought it was going to.
The grass is not greener.
So blah, 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 blah. So there you go.
I don't care any less. It's all about me right now. I'm
there
the most
go.
Important person.
Yeah. No. I mean, you could just
I'm not
you
the same
just,
person.
You could just block her altogether. I wouldn't even take
I'll
any
be switching phones. Right. So do you think that I'm going to get like a – I'm looking for a good price. I don't want to set myself too short in the sale of the home. Would I be getting a great price for the home?
You'll do fine.
Okay.
But you need to make sure that it's just – make sure it's up to par. That's it.
Yeah, and I want to get rid of any eyesore clutter I have and have the house impeccable.
Yeah, there you go. You'll be fine.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Good luck.
All right, thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to go on to our next caller. Please introduce yourself and where you're from.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Great, how are you? Can I have your name and where you're from?
Yes, hi. My name is Stacy. Currently, I'm from New York City.
Okay. And what can I do for you today?
Okay. So I'm intuitive, but I'm starting to learn to just, like, trust my intuition.
Uh-huh.
There's a job that I want, that I would like to apply for. It's in the entertainment business. And it's like I see myself in the interview, and I see myself getting the job. So
mm-hmm.
My resume is already up to date. I have to start doing some interviewing prepping. And I guess my question is, do you see this job coming up between May and June?
Are you interviewing with a woman?
Possibly, yeah, when I do get it. Uh-huh.
You have to be very bold in this interview.
Mm-hmm.
Like really bold, not bitchy, but bold. Okay. Like you can do it all. I think it's kind of important that you present yourself properly. Fake it till you make it. That's the best thing I can tell you.
You know something? It's so weird. I did that when I was like, I think I was like in 11th or 12th grade. I got a job working in a bank after school. It was like a summer school program. And during the interview, I was just faking it. And I was able to get the job. So, you know what? You're probably like the third person that told me, just fake it until you make it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I see
and
what
wear
I have
red.
To do. Just
wear
fake
red.
It and be bold. Okay.
Make
wear
sure
red?
You wear a red suit or a red, something red.
Something red.
Yes.
Because the resume I have is like in a blue and ivory color. Is that nice?
No. Try again. Wear something red. I don't care what your resume looks like. I'm telling you, wear red
okay.
when you go on your interview.
Red.
Be bold.
Be bold. Okay, wear red. Okay. The red.
Okay.
I'm going to find a red suit. Okay.
Yes, because you need to look like you're owning it.
I own it.
Yes.
Okay.
You say that you see yourself on the interview and you've got the interview, if you got the job, then there's nothing to chase. You already have it. So wear red.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
And do you think that interview is coming up before June? May, June?
I feel like it's in June, to be honest with you. It's after Memorial Day.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay. I will do a private reading with you, but I'm going to start to get my interview clothes now. I think I'll be more relaxed. Okay, that sounds
okay.
Perfect.
Okay, well, good luck with
awesome.
That. All right?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go on to our next caller. Can you please introduce yourself and where you're from?
Yes, hi. Hi, my name is Marie. I'm in New York State. How are you?
Great, how are you? Thank you.
I'm good, thank you. I'm glad you're doing well.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So two things I'm curious about. One is what you see maybe coming up around work, or I am working currently, but I don't know if anything is going to pop up for me, like any opportunities or in work, you know, where I work or opportunities outside or whatever, anything like that.
What's your boss's first name? Just the first name.
Which one? All right. The person who actually, I'll say, is the manager of the entire place. I have two, actually. One is Wes.
Okay.
And his co-manager is Pat.
Pat?
Yeah, I'd say Wes is a little more high, but they're co.
Okay.
So.
It feels like there's a lot of energy, or there's a lot of movement here, okay? There's a lot of stuff going on. I feel like you want something that's going to give you a little bit more, I would say almost like you're seen more, or maybe you get a little bit of a higher position, but I feel like, either boost up your resume or do something that tells me that you're going to make a connection with somebody that either you know outside of your office or used to work at your office and is somewhere else that's going to help you to get a better job. Okay? I feel like you need to be a little bit more out there or bold. Not bold. It's not the right word.
Assertive?
Yeah, assertive would be good. And also, I kind of feel like you want a little bit more recognition where you're at. But I kind of feel like you're bored with where you're at, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am. I mean, they all know how good of a job I do. And it has been said to me before. But there is a possible opportunity that if it, I think it will come up, I think I would be recommended. And it's something I'd love to do. I don't know if it will actually.
I feel like you need to say something to either Wes or Pat. I would like this. is this going to be an opportunity for me to blah, 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 something yeah. like that, because I would like that job. I'd like the opportunity to apply for that job. I feel like you almost have to say it so that they, because first of all, hiring from within is a lot easier. Okay. You know, that does not to say that they're not going to hire from outside, but you give a better opportunity. And because they say that you do a good job, now that means that they're spreading you thin to try to make sure that you continue doing what they want you to do, but you want something that's going to give you more recognition. And because you could do a better job, you also want to make sure that they are going to recognize you by money as well. So that's why I kind of feel like, I feel like Wes is the person you might want to have that conversation with to say, I really want this job, or I really want this opportunity, or something like that. But it's important that you put your put it out there as, this is what I want.
Okay. He's got good energy and we connect very well. He's awesome.
Exactly. And I think that he would be very pleased to help you attain that. But you have to show that you are willing to do this or get that opportunity or whatever. And I think that that's important that you guys have a conversation. And I feel like you should do it fairly soon. Just say, I want to be able to apply for that. When is that going to be coming up? I really think that I could do a good job. You know that I could. And I kind of feel like that would, it shows that you have initiative to do something for the company. And I feel like they would rather have you than to have to try to train somebody from outside to start that process all over again.
Okay, that makes sense. And yes, I will definitely talk to Wes. He's super approachable. So, good to know, and I thank you. And the other thing really quick, I just want to know what you see with a gentleman. I'm not dating him. I do know him for quite a while.
Just give me his first name.
Okay. Jeff.
You're not dating him, though.
No, I'm not with him.
It's not that he's a bad person. He's too wishy-washy.
Okay.
Like, is that a bad guy? What does he want? He's kind of annoying, actually.
Oh, geez. Ah, you're funny. I think you're the first person in general who has ever said that. I just wonder what you see could
he doesn't come. He needs to make a decision. What the hell does he want? Does he want a date? Does he not want a date? I feel like he gives mixed signals. Do you want a date? What do you want?
Well, I mean, a friendship would be great.
Okay, well then you have a friendship. There you go.
Okay, well I'm trying to reconnect with him.
I just feel like he's just, you know what? He's wishy-washy and he needs to do the work. Don't do anything.
Don't do anything.
Yeah, don't do anything. If he's going to show any initiative, he's got to do the work. Let him be a gentleman.
Okay. Well, yes, that's very important with any guy. They must be a gentleman. I have learned over the years that is exactly what I deserve. Here is the thing. I did just recently sent him a text just to say, hey, how's it going? You know, I hope things are good. I hope you're liking your new house, blah, 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 blah. Just kept it short, you know, it's simple, nothing in depth. And I'm wondering if you see that he did read it and is going to reach out to say, hey, you know, or whatever's going on with him.
Yeah, I'm sure that he will. I mean, I'm not getting that's not the problem. You know, you're being nice. He doesn't know how to read things. He's divorced.
No, he's never been married.
Yeah, even better. He's wishy-washy. Okay, you'll have a nice friendship with him. There you go.
Okay, so you see the reconnection. Okay, very, very good. That's all I want. I learned my first time around with them. So, all right, I thank you very, very much, and have a wonderful Easter.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a nice evening, okay? Take care
you
of yourself.
Too. Thank you. I will. I'm doing that. This is my year. I already decided that. The year of me. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Sorry,
have a wonderful night.
Thank you, hon. Take care.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, I think I have time for about one more call. Can you please introduce yourself and tell me your first name and where you're from?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, this is Maddie. I was listening. I didn't raise my hand, but since you unmuted me, I will ask you a question. I think I was almost asleep. I want to know about my friend. His real name is William, but we call him Bill.
Mm-hmm.
What is he real or is he wishy-washy?
Does he drink?
Yeah.
Does he have a temper?
Yeah, I think he can get, you know, easily angry. Yeah.
I would keep a kind of arm's length from him because he becomes very agitated or very ornery. Does he have a lower back issue and a heart issue?
I don't know if he has a heart issue. The last time that was last year I saw him. We had sat for a long time. He got up. He acted like maybe his lower back was bothering him. The way he started out walking, you know, like you know.
Yeah, a little bit of limping, right?
Yeah, that's what it appeared to be. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like his hip is off. It might be his left hip actually. But it's affecting his back. I feel like he might have a heart issue or a slight heart issue. Definitely a drinking thing that's going on here. So I feel like, and hey, whatever, you know, do your thing, I guess. But I just feel like be careful of, you know, friendship is fine. He's definitely not... sometimes I don't feel like he's very mature to me, or he can be a little ornery to me. So be careful of that relationship, because sometimes I feel it might be a little one-sided. So you might be friendly to him and he might be friendly back. And then the next time you see him, he might be a little short or not always friendly. So I just kind of feel like, I don't know if he knows if he's real. How about that?
Well, the reason I'm asking this question because I think in December he asked me, "Oh, my car is not working right. Could you take me to this function?" And that was around the holidays. And I said, "No, I cannot because I have a Christmas party." Okay,
mm-hmm.
I got out of that. Then I think it was January. Early February. Oh, my stove is not working. I want to bake this cake. Can I come over and use your kitchen to bake a cake?
No, yeah. I would stay away from that.
Yeah. I did. I said, no.
He's very needy and he's looking for some type of connection. And I have to be honest with you, he's kind of an opportunist. So I would just kind of let that one go.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's exactly why I felt like, no, I'm not ready for that now.
No, he's not really there for you. He's just there for himself. So I'm not trying to cut you off, but I have like 10 seconds. So I'm just going to have to, end or it's going to end on you. So
thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Have a good
evening.
Thank
you. Like,
thanks everybody for calling in tonight. See you next time.